Mission Network News, 4.5-minute version for Monday, August 8, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Attitudes are changing toward Christians in the tsunami zone. Two Christians are killed in Bangladesh, and an experiment on the internet has huge evangelistic implications. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Headlining today's news, it's a country that's predominantly Muslim, but that's not discouraging Christians from helping tsunami victims in Indonesia. Food for the Hungry is just one organization helping there. FHI's Heidi Credit says they're rehabilitating schools, businesses, and agriculture. She says the love they display through their work has been evident.
Doing the physical things we're doing, it's communicating so much love and hope for them. We have had, on a variety of occasions, people comment that, wow, there's just something different about you. Then they've definitely distinguished a difference about Christian NGOs working there.
Credit says as they continue to help, this is changing attitudes toward Christians.
As long as we can continue to run programs with excellence and show them that we love them as people and that they're valued by God and they're special, we are definitely paving the way for future ministry opportunities.
Funding is needed to assure that can continue. Next, an experiment with internet streaming was a huge success for Sammy Tippett Ministries. 85 pastors and leaders in Uganda receive live training via the internet. That kind of evangelism and discipleship training is desperately needed in many parts of the world, and Tippett believes this is a wide open door that will thrust them into the future.
The internet is exploding in these areas, so it gives us tremendous opportunities of ministry. And our desire is simply to meet a need, not to do anything radical or anything. We just want to meet a need, and we can cross borders electronically and meet those needs.
And with the potential to reach more than 2 billion people in closed countries like China, India, and the Farsi-speaking world, Tippett says,
we're super excited. This opens the whole world to us, and the opportunity to minister around the world from right here in our offices, as well as what we're doing overseas.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Two men employed with Christian Life Bangladesh, a partner agency of Campus Crusade for Christ, were stabbed to death in their sleep July 29th in Bangladesh. 21-year-old Lapile Mirandi and 27-year-old Tapan Kumar Roy had spent the last 8 months providing health awareness programs to locals and showing the Jesus film. The men had received threats. Two men are in custody. Bengali Christians plan to hold a rally in a display of unity during these difficult times. Next, Here's Life Inner City has been able to help nearly 100,000 hungry children and adults every month. But that may be in jeopardy as they're facing a $120,000 shortfall. While donations of food and other supplies have increased, funding to pay utilities hasn't. The warehouse ministry enables churches and other groups to share the gospel as they meet physical needs. Your donation will now be doubled because of a $30,000 matching gift. Go to our website to get connected with them. And finally, for 20 years, Floresta has been providing agricultural and economic development work in the Dominican Republic with little or no spiritual fruit. But that's now beginning to change. Floresta's Scott Sabin says they've established a lay leader Bible study program in partnership with local pastors.
We've trained 110 lay leaders to lead Bible studies, and we now have 82 regular Bible studies in 30 villages going. And the upshot of all that is 560 people are now involved in regular Bible study, and 113 people this last year made first-time decisions for Christ.
Local pastors are thrilled with the program, says Sabin.
It's helping their churches to grow. And the flip side of that is, and we've been also able to challenge the pastors to challenge their church members to reach out into the community and deal with some of the social problems themselves.
By sharing the gospel, the only answer to many of these problems, pray that even more people come to Christ. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's free Atlas of Changed Lives is available by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It tells amazing Sat7 salvation stories and makes a great prayer guide for the Middle East and North Africa. That's Sat7's Atlas of Changed Lives at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.